Yes, it's it's a real wonderful opportunity to be able to be here. Mayapur is unless one is spiritually advanced, then it's difficult to actually distinguish the material from the spiritual aspect of the Dhamma. Like in Vrindavan, especially in Mayapur and Vrindavan, there's so much commotion and appears to be so much dirt and so many other things going on. It's not what you expect in a holy place. And but those things are really external. They're superficial. These are Mayapur, Vrindavan. They're actually the projection of the spiritual world on the material world, just like when you have a projector and you project a picture on the wall, then the picture is on the wall, but you have both the picture and you also have the wall. So similarly, when you have here in the material world and the spiritual world is being projected here, you have both the material world and also simultaneously the spiritual world. Everyone can, according to their spiritual advancement, they can feel the presence of something divine, the presence of something quite distinct. But at the same time, you see and hear so many other non-spiritual things. And in one sense, when you project that picture on the wall, if you stand close enough to the wall, you won't see a picture, you'll just see the wall. So if you look hard enough in the material things, then you completely lose sight of the picture. And of course, this is not just a two-dimensional picture, this is a complete reality. Simultaneous realities side by side, but it takes it's based on a person's consciousness by which what they see. So if you have a bug crawling on the wall, he doesn't see the picture at all. He sees the wall. Doesn't make any difference to him. Nothing's changed. Because that's his consciousness. He just relates to that material aspect. On the other hand, if someone steps far away enough from the wall and doesn't concentrate on the wall, but concentrates on the picture, then the wall becomes invisible. You don't see the wall anymore. You just see the picture. So it requires, and that's what you see, depends on your consciousness. And this is what sort of visiting the Dhamma is, what gives us that consciousness. Chanting Hare Krishna, it's purifying the heart, and to actually purify the consciousness so we don't see the matter, but we actually see the spirit. And in the spiritual world, there are many Vaikuntha planets, and beyond all the Vaikuntha planets is Goloka Vrindavan. And in Goloka Vrindavan, this Krishna's in Dwarka. He's in where his associates worship him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's in Dwarka. And then there's also Vrindavan, where Krishna's cowherd boy. And king. We should drink some water now. And then beyond both Vrindavan and Dwarka, then there's Svetadvip, which is like here, Navadvip, where Krishna's in the form of Lord Chaitanya. In one place, he's the worshipped, and in the other place, he's the worshipper. So,
worship and the
worshipper.
Worship and the
worshipper.
Person.
Worshipper. Person who's worshipping. So, in Svetadvip, Krishna is as a devotee, and in Vrindavan, he's there as the object of devotees' love and affection. And those are two aspects of Krishna: the worshipped, the person who's receiving the object of everybody's love, and the person who's loving Krishna. So if Krishna was just in that one form, then he would be limited. So Krishna can't be limited. He has to be able to do both. He has to be the object of devotee's love, and he also has to be the lover, because they both taste a different type of, there's a different type of relationship. They both taste a different thing. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the object of everybody's love. But how is it, how do all the devotees love him? So in order to experience that, then Krishna takes the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he becomes the devotee who is loving Krishna. And that aspect of the spiritual world is manifest here in Mayapur, and the Braja aspect is manifest in Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada built this Mayapur in order to actually bring everyone in the world here to Mayapur, so that people can come to understand Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, is also giving love for Krishna. You cannot get love for Krishna by effort, and no one else can give it other than Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga is very, very kind. So although love for Krishna is very, very difficult to get, but Krishna makes it available. Lord Chaitanya makes it easily available by chanting Hare Krishna and by giving up sinful activity. So Vishaya Charya Seva Samaji. And that's what Krishna consciousness really is about. It's about us actually entering into a realm of sinless life, and dedicated to chanting Hare Krishna. And by that, gradually one's attachment to Krishna awakens. And the best place to do that is actually here in Mayapur. Mayapur is the best place for chanting Hare Krishna, for practicing Krishna consciousness. And if one can't live here, then one should try to take the atmosphere of Mayapur with them. that's why the impression of Mayapur that makes on the heart, we should actually try to take that with us. Remember the holy places, the pastimes that take place, and so on. The things that we hear and study and read, so these things to actually take within us. And then in that way, you can always live it down.